Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ, the blessed one, gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, listen to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Knowing the answers to questions is usually important. For Christians, it is especially important that we know how to answer when asked questions regarding our faith. You are listening to the Words of Life program, and Know How to Answer is the topic that Brother David Johnson will use today in his sermon. His lesson is based upon Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. We are brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to know Jesus as Savior. We now worship our Lord in song.
Grace.
for God. Upward I fly. Still all my song shall be nearer my God to thee. Nearer my God to thee. Nearer to thee.
Grace tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. And with the echo shall resound, with the echo shall resound, with the echo shall resound. And all the earth shall hear, the earth shall hear, the earth shall hear it, and all the earth shall hear. Grace first contrived a way to save rebellious man, and all the steps that grace displayed, all the steps that grace displayed, and all the steps that grace displayed, which drew the wondrous throng, which drew the wondrous throng, grace all the work shall crown through everlasting days. It lays in him the topmost stone, lays in him the topmost stone, it lays in him the topmost stone, and well deserves 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 our praise.
Friends, please pray with me. Lord, it is in gratitude of heart that we bow before you in prayer. Thank you for the salvation that is found only in the redemptive power of Jesus. It's hard for us to fully comprehend the extent of your love, but we thank you. Please help each of our listeners to know Jesus as Savior, and please also meet their personal needs for health and peace. We likewise pray for the effectiveness of this broadcast and all others who are serving you. And when you have finished with us here upon this earth, take us home to be with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present a sermon entitled, Know How to Answer.
It's great to be together again as we consider the Word of God and apply it to our lives, sharing its truths and principles and prophecies to others. The title for the lesson is, Know How to Answer. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the Colossian letter, chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." This is the Word of God. Many years ago, the Johnsons were offered a kitten, to which I insisted on only one thing. It had to be a male. I didn't want a flock of cats. We named that he-cat Kitty, which turned out to be a mistake. He had kittens. Also turns out that this she-cat was rather resilient. She'd come to me with injuries of all kinds after prowling the fields and forests of Perry County, Indiana. Once, she had a hole in her neck area and mucus over one eye. So, I poured hydrogen peroxide into the hole and applied our water hose on her eye. Next, I was going to turn on Karen's blow dryer to finish her treatment, but Kitty turned into a jaguar. Thankfully, I had hydrogen peroxide remaining to treat my own injuries. This sermon today is about appropriate witnessing. So what's the point of my feline illustration? Just this. Sometimes we have good intentions, want to help, but by our clumsy words and tone, hinder our witness for Christ. So let's remember, we should never condone sin, but neither is it our place to judge those outside of Christ. Really? Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, applicable to us in the 21st century church. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, which says in part, "What business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside." When we witness to those outside of Christ, our focus should not be about condemnation, but instead about Christ, who is the only Savior, who can lift our sure condemnation if we receive Him through obedient faith. Our approach, our mindset should rest on reconciliation, not condemnation, which Christ Jesus can bring by the grace of God through faith in Him and His work on the cross. Do you remember Jesus' words to the woman caught in adultery, detailed in John chapter 8, verses 1 and following? If anyone could have condemned her, it was the Son of God, to whom all judgment for sin God the Father has delegated. Yet on this occasion, according to John chapter 8 and verse 11, it says in part, Jesus declared, "Go now and leave your life of sin." Jesus did not condemn her because it was not yet the time for her judgment. She still had the opportunity to change, to repent. Nor did Jesus condone her sin. An example to each of us. In our witness to non-believers, we need a positive witness, faithful to the truth that unrepentant sin is deadly, but also that Jesus Christ can be our personal Savior to forgive all sin. We should always strive to be helpful, not hurtful, witnesses for Christ. Today, many we come into contact with reveal gross immorality. Yet we should be concerned, not coarse, in sharing the merits of Jesus Christ into their lives. Crude and rude just destroys our witness. Even if we're witnessing against homosexuality, fornication, drunkenness, or any ungodly lifestyle, crudeness is counterproductive and defames Christ and His church. We can stand tall with the truth of Scripture, of our Savior, without sounding aggressively arrogant in self-righteousness. Consider this template for our hearts and tongues as we witness Christ and godly character from the pen of Paul, inspired of the Holy Spirit. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Wisdom here counsels and cautions us that non-believers are watching and listening. If we act like non-Christians, that destroys our credibility when we share our faith and hope in Christ. When opportunity arises, let's be consistent in our walk to effectively deliver our talk. So how should we talk in our witness? Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Let your conversation be always full of salt. Let our conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Full of grace is an uplifting, positive approach. A sharing of the good news of Jesus Christ, who can redeem us from our sin. It is a truthful, purposeful message that is also kind, sensitive, and meaningful to those willing to receive it. Seasoned with salt here can mean flavored talk that is appealing, preserving conversation that includes God's truth in a decaying society. That is, it's a helpful, not hindering witness. The Apostle Peter, who was not always wise in the way he acted toward outsiders, whose conversation was not always full of grace and often seasoned with red pepper instead of salt, matured and mellowed in his witness counsel. Consider 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Part of the Lordship of Christ in our lives is to witness Him and His salvation to non-believers. To be prepared means to learn and practice what to say regarding salvation in Christ Jesus. Our hope is Jesus Christ and all the promises that come to us in Him. In gentleness and with respect is the manner in which we live all this out and share this and the many truths of Christ, of the Word of God, appropriate in our witness with others. Jesus Christ and eternal life in Him is not a secret to be hidden, but a story to be told, the greatest story ever told. Our witness is not to be put under a bushel, but the light of the gospel needs to shine forth, not only from our Christian lives, godly living, but also in our Christian witness as we share the truth in grace and in gentleness and respect. Always remember that success in witnessing is simply taking the initiative to share Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. Consider an important aspect pointing us to maturity. A tree is mature when it bears fruit. A stalk of grain is mature when it can be harvested. In creation, fruit bearing is an important mark of maturity. The spiritual realm is similar to the physical. A mature believer bears fruit in at least two preeminent ways. The first is that of character and holiness of life. The second is adopting or growing children to become Christians and or leading others to Christ, the fruit of our godly lives and witnessing. How spiritually mature are we in both our godly living and in our appropriate witnessing, that we may do it in a way that is knowing how to answer in grace and with gentleness and respect.
Rightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore, but to us He gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the way. Across the way,
Today's sermon was directed toward followers of Christ. If you are not yet a Christian, we encourage you to consider the importance of making a decision for Jesus today. To be a Christian, you need to first fully believe in Jesus as the Savior and the Son of God. The New Testament also shows us that we need to repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and then be baptized by immersion in water. To receive a free recording of this and last week's program, ask for CD 2050. That's 2050. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing them over again to me.